There we go.
Wish I didn't move this every time. But I don't see a better method than this. But okay. So beeps out of the way. RealHomeRecording.com. I would think I would know that by now, but yeah. Anyway. Hey, this is Adam with... Hey, this is Adam with RealHomeRecording.com. And in this video, I'll be showing you the Waves Hybrid Equalizer plugin on drum overheads. Hi, this is Adam with RealHomeRecording.com. And in this video, I'll be showing you the Waves Hybrid Equalizer on drum overhead mics. So this is the audio without any plugin on. And it's not playing. There we go. That was a little weird. Okay, so it sounds pretty decent. But just want to show you some of the enhancements this plugin can do. So we have this little low shelving filter. And I'm just going to boost this up, show you guys what that does. Mostly increases the kick drum, obviously. Yeah, it becomes muffly after a little bit. When I recorded these drums, I already had a low cut filter on. And nowadays when I record, because I like software EQs for their flexibility, I typically record everything with the low cut off or the high pass off. And then, like I was showing on the other videos, if you haven't seen them, there will be links at the end of this video. You can just go through the different modules, different filter types, and get different curve shapes for your high pass filter. And of course, you do have a bandwidth adjustment. Or a Q. Yep, but I'm gonna keep it at all these at 50 just to simplify and not make the video a half hour long. Alright, turn that off, go back to this. Before I started recording the video, I already set these up. I already set these equalizing bands up on frequencies that made sense to me. I'm gonna move this out of the way so I'm not confusing you. So the purple is right, I already did that one. All right, so the purple was right at about where the kick drum was coming. And you know, with the spectrum analyzer on, it's really easy to see that. Like I said, it was a little, had I not used a high pass filter during tracking, I could have definitely emphasized the kick drum some more there. As they say, you can't EQ something that's not there. And here we go. I believe that this is for the lower portion of the snare drum that was really punching through. Yeah. Now it's sounding muddy. Okay, then the green filter is going to show you a little bit of snare snap, I guess. Sorry, I moved off the mic there. On the 1K. Yeah, 1K is about where snares snap at. So this should... See, also it brings up the hi-hat. I actually don't like the way it sounds. It's too much point. Moving on, this next section is I guess tom drums. I actually didn't I forgot to adjust the yellow one. The yellow one, I guess, will have a little bit more hi-hat to it, and if there's sections with tom drums, it should emphasize those a little bit on the boost. Yeah. Got a little bit more crispness to the hi-hat now. Alright, now this is going to be my high shelf filter. I'm going to add a lot more cymbals. Usually on the overheads I do emphasize around this range. Actually going to bring it back to about 12,000. I'll do 10,000. Nah, let's see. Nah, that's too much. I do want about 10,000. Or 10 kilohertz for those keeping notes. What I noticed about this plugin is the high shelf filter and the low shelf, because they're based on actual consoles as opposed to more of a clean digital filter type, they sound sweeter, for lack of a better term, which I really like. I mean, don't get me wrong, but I'm trying to avoid marketing terms, but in terms of description, I don't know what else to say other than it's a sweet sounding high shelving filter. And what that means is that you can boost it and it won't sound like it's tearing your ears off. You'll notice the modern EQ types are more accurate, and then they don't affect frequencies that aren't at the bell cutoff. But the classic consoles or the vintage consoles, I don't know, there's just something to them that I like better. I think it is because it's dipping in that lower range. Forgot to bring it up to 12. Ah. Almost too bright. Yeah, that one, that's harsh now. Yeah, the US Modern wasn't too bad on this big boost. I'm going to say this. I've said this in all the videos so far, but it bears repeating. When you're going through and boosting or cutting EQ, you really need to cut your output or boost your output if you're cutting EQ, because you don't want to chase your own tail thinking that, oh, this sounds better because it's louder. Louder sounds better to our ears. And whenever you make any, especially big adjustments, but even the small ones, you really want to make sure you're cutting and basically leveling, getting the same volume as when your equalization is not on, so that you can only hear tonal quality and not volume increase, because a volume increase will sound better. But I typically, when I'm recording, I'll record with no EQ on my mixing board, on my real mixing board, and then digitally I'll do all my alterations. So all right, I'm gonna end this video here now. I really like this plugin, and I'll probably end up buying it, because most of my EQs that I do own are clean, and this definitely, it adds something that a clean EQ can't give you. If you already own a bunch of equalizers, then I would probably not recommend this plugin, but, you know, that gear acquisition syndrome might get to you. All right, this has been Adam with RealHomeRecording.com signing off.